From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. I'm glad you're tuning in and I hope that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes as our preacher today, the Reverend John Greer, once more lets the Bible speak.
The final two verses of the little epistle of Jude contain great consolation for the people of God. It says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Saviour, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." These final two verses 24 and 25 of Jude, form a doxology, a great burst of praise and adoration of the Lord, and ascribing unto him glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. The reason for such a doxology at the close of this little epistle is easily seen. It is due to the certainty that the Lord's people will never fall away completely from Christ. To those who initially received this epistle from Jude, the reminder of their being kept from falling would have been a mighty encouragement, for they were a people whom the enemy was attempting to bring down. The recipients of this epistle were not a particular congregation, but the Lord's people in general, for Jude is a general epistle. Therefore, the whole of the early church was subject to the danger that is highlighted by Jude in this letter. That danger was the danger presented through evil, wicked men creeping into the early church and bringing with them their dangerous doctrines. And therefore, in this epistle, Jude exposes them, shows the final end that they would endure, their everlasting destruction, their eternal ruin. But he also goes on to show the people of God that such an end will not be theirs. Rather, they will be kept, they will be preserved from falling, and will be presented before the throne of God one day with exceeding great joy. Therefore, the subject of these last two verses in this doxology is very clear. It is the subject of the Lord preserving and presenting his people. Notice what it says. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling." In this first part of verse 24, there is the thought of the Lord preserving his people. He keeps them from falling. The secret of their being preserved from falling is clearly shown here in these words. It says, "Unto him that is able to keep you from falling." There's an emphasis on the Lord's own work and the Lord's own power exerted on behalf of his people. Now, as we look at this, we must go back to verse 1, because in verse 1 of the epistle you will find that the Apostle Jude actually begins this little letter with a reference to the people of God being preserved. He says, "Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called." Now, when you look carefully at this verse, you will find that the reference to being preserved in verse 24 has to be connected with what is said here in verse 1. We have the initial greeting in verse 1 that Jude makes to these people to whom he writes. And as he greets them, he reminds them of three great doctrines, which are actually the secret of their being preserved from falling. So when he comes to the end of the epistle and he says, on to him that is able to keep you from falling, they know exactly what he is saying, because he's already stated in verse 1 in the opening part of the epistle something concerning this doctrine of being kept from falling. Three great truths that certainly present the secret of the preservation of the people of God. There is the doctrine of election by the Father. It says that those who are God's people are sanctified by God the Father. The word sanctified here is used in its most basic sense, that is, to set apart. And here we are shown that believers have been set apart by the Father. This setting apart, as we have noted, is attributed to the Father. It's a reference to God's people having been elected from all eternity, having been set apart to be the people of God. Now, believers have been set apart in that sense. They have been elected to everlasting life, and therefore they will be preserved on the very basis of the eternal decree of Almighty God. What a comfort that doctrine is. Dear child of God, as you read the scriptures and you discover this truth, as you read of this truth for yourself, may you relish it much. It is the very foundation, it's the very bedrock of our entire salvation. It shows to us that God is sovereign, that we are undeserving, and yet in his mercy he does move to bring men to himself. He has chosen them in Christ before the foundation of the world, and therefore he moves to save them and preserve them on that foundation. Then there's a doctrine of eternal union with the Savior. It says, preserved in Christ Jesus. And the word preserved is similar to the word keep. In verse 24, it says that the Lord keeps us. We're kept or we're preserved in Christ Jesus. Notice that little word in, that preposition. It points to union with the Savior. A union that is eternal and indissoluble. Here's another great doctrine factoring into the secret of the believer's preservation. The Lord is our Savior and our surety will never lose any of those committed to his charge. When we're brought to Christ and brought into union with Christ, the Lord Jesus will never permit the severing of that union between him and his people. And therefore they are preserved because they are elected by the Father and they are eternal in eternal union with Christ. And then it says, called. And there's the effectual call of the Holy Spirit. May I point out to you, therefore, that in this first verse of Jude, we have the entire Trinity of the Godhead at work. The Father sets apart. Jesus Christ brings sinners into union with himself, and they're preserved through that union, and they're called by the Holy Spirit. And therefore, there is presented to us the secret of our preservation. It is based on the work of the eternal Godhead, the Trinity of divine persons, working in union and in concord to save a people and bring them from earth to heaven, bring them from sin to glory, bring them from degradation to transformation, and present them without fault before the very throne of God. Then it says that the Lord is able. Here's the strength that preserves us from falling. Unto him that is able. There's a clear emphasis on the strength and the ability of Christ to preserve his people. It flows out of what we've already noticed, of course, about their being charged to his keeping. The Lord Jesus Christ is charged to keep his people. But what an encouragement to know that he is able to keep them from falling. In Christ, there is a strength, there is an ability to keep his people, which must be overcome first before the enemy could ever attempt even to make the believer apostatize or fall away. And the point is that no enemy, no power, will ever be able to counter successfully the mighty power of Jesus Christ. He says in John 10:28 that He keeps them in his hand, and no man is able to pluck them out of his hand. Now, notice the emphasis on the Lord's hand, and connect that with Isaiah 49:14-16, where the Lord says that he has engraven his people upon the palms of his hands. The idea there is of suffering. If something was engraven upon the palm of a hand, there would be pain, there would be suffering of an excruciating nature. And surely the reference is to the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was put to death. He suffered the just for the unjust. And as a result of that, we are engraven on the palms of his hands. We are preserved there, but on the basis of his own crosswork, his own sacrifice, his own death on our behalf. The reason why any man is kept from falling is because of Calvary. If you are resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ, then, my friend, remember that Christ is able to keep you from falling, and he keeps you from falling because he died and he suffered for you. We are kept by the power of God through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. And then there is, of course, the Lord presenting his people. He will present them faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now, this is the ultimate outcome of the Lord's preserving his people. They're being presented in heaven. It's a presentation that is marked by various features. It's marked by ultimate perfection. It says to present you faultless or perfect. This is both a legal and a moral perfection. The people of God will one day be presented without any blemish or any fault or any stain. And if you will trust in Christ, then that faultlessness will be yours. It's marked by ultimate peace. It says, before the presence of his glory. The inference is that they are safe, they are secure, they are beyond the reach of any enemy forever. They will enjoy forever the perfect peace that is found in the glorious presence of their God and their Savior. And it's marked then by ultimate praise, with exceeding joy. These words denote joy and praise that know no bounds. It is not easy to determine whether the joy is Christ's or his people's, but most likely it is mutual. There will be a rejoicing by Christ over the church, and there will be a rejoicing by the church because of Christ. Look forward to that. Come to Christ if you know him not, and he will save your soul.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.